Welcome back in to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Chris Thomas tonight with you until 8 o'clock this evening. Corky Kell Classic coverage comes your way. Then we want to head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Welcome in our special guest, Sigmund Bloom, co-founder of FootballGuys.com. And it is fantasy season, so get out there to FootballGuys.com and check out the website for all of your fantasy needs. We're going to talk some NFL and a little fantasy football as well. Sigmund, let's start here. In Atlanta, a couple of players I'd like to highlight, starting with Bijan Robinson, the potential on the fantasy depth chart and the potential on the field. I think for him, you could say he might be viewed by some as the best option in the league.
Yeah, the number one overall pick. And I think in fantasy football, the feeling around the Falcons is maybe we can finally see how good these players can be, how good this offense can be with Michael Penix. So I do think that Bijan is a top five pick in any scenario, but he is going number one. And if you want him, you can take a stand if you draw one of those early picks, because I think that you're going to see hopefully a weight lifted from this offense now that they have a healthy, mobile, young, aggressive passer.
When it comes to the weapons that he has outside of the running back room, Drake London, we know, is an emerging star in this league. Do you think he has top five, top seven potential?
He definitely does. And we saw, you know, now in hindsight, we can look at where, say, Jalen Polk got drafted and say that Michael Penix, because he was such a willing and able downfield passer, you know, maybe made his draft stock, because he might not even make it to his second year with the Patriots, despite being a second round pick. So absolutely, we can look at London as someone that can fuel Drake, get his value fueled, you know, just be a target who is open even when he's not open. And a true number one receiver who has a quarterback that can unlock what that can look like in fantasy football.
So when it comes to maybe the ultimate boom or bust player in the entire NFL resides in Atlanta, that of course is tight end Kyle Pitts. Do you think he has the potential with Penix at quarterback to finally showcase what he did again in his rookie year?
It's unlikely. I don't want to say impossible, but at the price in fantasy football leagues, I think that he's someone that we're fascinated by, because you know, he was a third round pick as a rookie out of expectations, and he was a 1,000-yard player. He was pretty impressive for a rookie. So he was a third round pick again in fantasy leagues. Then he fell to the sixth round, because now we're starting to see a pattern. Then he falls to the ninth round. Now we're really seeing a pattern. And at this point, we're seeing him in the 13th, 14th, 15th round, and I'm never going to criticize anybody for taking a chance. And honestly, if Kyle Pitts goes out there week one against Tampa and doesn't do anything, then it's actually a good thing that we would just move on and pick up one of the players who did break out in week one. Michael Penix is saying the right things. It sounds like there's a relationship there between the two of them. And again, Penix made some pretty mediocre players look good at Washington.
Going around the league here now, are you a believer that Aaron Rodgers can replicate his old self in Pittsburgh?
I'm a neurotic Steelers fan, Western Pennsylvania born and bred. So just, I mean, I'm sick about it, honestly. It doesn't feel like the Steelers' way to be so desperate and try to make something happen that didn't work for the Jets last year. And I don't expect that you're going to see him have a renaissance, not in a Steelers offense that has been very backwards looking in terms of its concepts and the way they try to win games. They have two rookie, well, not a rookie, because Troy Fautanu, he missed all of last year, and Broderick Jones just kind of plays like a rookie. But the point being that they have two inexperienced tackles. Caleb Johnson's not looking like he's going to revitalize the running game, third round pick, at least not yet. So I think this is going to be a morose offense, and Aaron Rodgers is not the guy to spruce it up right now.
Talking about an offense that could go one way or another, does Justin Jefferson's stock take a hit to you because of J.J. McCarthy?
Sort of, in an indirect way. Because I think that with J.J. McCarthy, much like Michigan did, they're going to want to run the ball and really set him up in good down and distance situations and create some structure and support around him through the running game. So that's why they signed Jordan Mason, who I think is going to lead them in carries and rushing touchdowns. That's why they signed Ryan Kelly and Wolf Fries from Indianapolis to establish the run again and really provide more balance to this offense, lowering the targets across the board. Now, Justin Jefferson also has this hamstring issue. You know, we'll see about it next week. I don't love that. He has missed, I think, seven games with a hamstring issue in recent years. So I would say at the very least, you're taking CeeDee Lamb ahead of him. You're taking the three running backs, Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, and Saquon Barkley ahead of him. And even if you take someone like Malik Nabers or Christian McCaffrey ahead of him, I just think, while Jefferson's a magnificent player, things are not set up for him to have a career year.
Are you interested in a bounce back year from CJ Stroud? Or are you staying away?
I'm staying away because we're looking at a Texans team that is still shuffling offensive line combinations, like as we speak. They play the Rams week one, and I don't. I think you're looking at an offense that's going to get off to a slow start. Joe Mixon may or may not be able to play week one, so you don't have a credible running game now to help CJ Stroud. So I just think this is one of those situations where they hope to get this going after the offensive line and offense kind of failed on them last year, but it's not going to happen right away.
Any concern in Buffalo about the lack of explosive weapons for Josh Allen?
Not really, because they seemed to do okay last year without anyone that really took the top off of the defense. That being said, you start to see Josh Palmer's banged up, Khalil Shakir's banged up, Curtis Samuel, who did come on at the end of the year last year and probably has the best straight line speed in this group, he's banged up. Keon Coleman is still inconsistent, according to camp reports. Dalton Kincaid is not really popping like a first round pick. So, yeah, I mean, I think that you're asking Josh Allen to put a lot of this offense on his shoulders, which he has done in the past. Now, all that being said, the fantasy bottom line is I'm taking Lamar Jackson ahead of him, or I'm waiting and taking Jalen Hurts after him. I think the Eagles are going to pass a lot more this year just because it's just the way the averages go. Things aren't going to go as easy for them. But Josh Allen is still, one of the best quarterbacks and best fantasy quarterbacks in the league.
Talking all things NFL and fantasy football with our good buddy Sigmund Blue. Make sure you check out footballguys.com for all of your fantasy needs. Where does Mahomes stack up this year for you? Last year, not a statistical great year for him, but he is still Patrick Mahomes. Do you buy a bounce back
Right.
season for him with the numbers?
Right. I mean, you want to believe it, but we wanted to believe it last year and it didn't happen. Now we can point to the injuries. Rashee Rice, now they've announced his disciplinary hearing is September 30th. I think you're going to see a 4 to 6 game suspension. Marquise Brown's already banged up. Xavier Worthy can take a step forward in year two. Travis Kelce is slimmed down. Jalen Royals is an interesting name to bring up here, the fourth round rookie, who it sounds like Andy Reid is ready to trust as a rookie. So that tells you how quickly he has taken to things. But at a certain point, you get burned enough that you say, I'll let somebody else be the one who benefits if this Chiefs offense now gets back to its downfield passing ways. Baker Mayfield's going after Patrick Mahomes in fantasy drafts, and Baker Mayfield outscored him last year. And that was with Chris Godwin and Mike Evans banged up. So I'm probably not taking Mahomes in any of my drafts. I won't be surprised, though, if we see a return to form if these receivers stay healthy.
So funny you mentioned Baker Mayfield. That's exactly where I was going next. The numbers last year jumped off the charts. Do you think that's repeatable?
Absolutely, it is. And well, we're not going to see Chris Godwin probably until October, but they drafted Emeka Egbuka, who, from all outward indications, is going to be ready right away to play a big role, the Godwin role in this offense. I'm a little worried about Tristan Wirfs, the left tackle, being out and how long he'll be out. I do think that might limit downfield passing, but this offense is a well-oiled machine at this point. They bought into Baker. He's bought into his teammates. Jalen McMillan is an ascending player as a second-year number three receiver. So eventually they will get Godwin back, and they will present a lot of problems. Remember, they also have a running game with Bucky Irving that has really come on. So I just think this is still one of the toughest offenses to defend, and the numbers are going to show it.
Speaking of running backs that can carry you, Kyren Williams, I know for me last year almost single-handedly won
Yeah.
me a couple of chips. Do you believe the Stafford injury could hamper the running attack and the passing attack in LA?
It has to, right? I mean, there's just no way this offense would be as good with Jimmy Garoppolo as it would with Matthew Stafford. And they can tell us everything's okay, but when three different times you say he's going to practice and he doesn't, everything's not okay. They may have him ready to play week one, but how will he look when he starts to take hits? How will he look? Look, we just have to be rational about this and say you do not want your quarterback going into the season not able to practice because of a back issue that is a disc issue. Okay. It's not a pulled muscle in his back or something like that. You can remember the Peyton Manning saga where right up until the season, it was uncertain. And then all of a sudden he was having spinal fusion surgery and like the history of the NFL changed. He was released, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not saying that's going to happen with Matthew Stafford, but we've already seen where the teams will play this close to the vest until the actual moment of truth. Now, that being said, Puka Nacua is starting to fall to the second round in fantasy drafts. Davante Adams is falling to the late third, early fourth round. Kyren Williams is falling to the eighth, late third. Jimmy Garoppolo is still a very good quarterback for a backup quarterback. And Sean McVay is one of the best minds in the league. They are another team with a left tackle question, Alaric Jackson, with the blood clots that may or may not keep him off the field this year. So that's another thing to consider here. But if fantasy drafters start to let these Rams options fall too far because of the pessimism about Stafford, that's time to pounce, because we do have some faith in McVay and Garoppolo to make it a viable offense.
Speaking of injuries, are you taking either Tua, Tyreek, or Waddle, or is that team just too hot to trot right now in terms of a wait and see?
I don't want Tyreek Hill on my team. I mean, sometimes fantasy football just comes back to, like, it's your team. You can pick the players you want, right? I don't want Tyreek Hill on my team. I mean, I just think he's too much of a malcontent. We saw his top miles per hour speeds drop off last year. He's a player that relies on speed. He still is just not somebody who seems happy to be there. And I don't think you're going to see anything approaching a true bounce back year from him. You might see Jalen Waddle because of that. And look, there was a report from Jeremy Fowler from ESPN this weekend that teams were asking about Hill earlier in the summer. Dolphins said no, they're not trading him, but they're still watching him. Maybe it's wishful thinking, he said, but they're still watching him, thinking that he's a player that could be available before the trade deadline. And that could make Jalen Waddle a really interesting player, because they traded Jonnu Smith to the Steelers. And that opens up these what I call struggle targets. You know, the offensive line is under construction, and Tua Tagovailoa is going to have to throw quickly a lot. And it's not going to be to Jonnu Smith. It'll be to Devon Achane and to Jalen Waddle. So I'm okay on Waddle. But overall, you know, we saw a joint practice. And a lot of people believe the joint practices are where you really learn about a team, not the camp practices. And we just saw the Lions and Dolphins have a joint practice where the beat writers that were there said, I believe things like either the Lions are a juggernaut or the Dolphins are going to be really bad. Or that was the most lopsided joint practice I've ever seen. So I think the Dolphins could be a team that we see blown up at some point this year and totally rebuilt from scratch in the next year.
Before I let you go, are you a believer in Brock Purdy?
Sure. I mean, for fantasy and for keeping this offense and these tools very much in the scoring column and racking up the stats, I think he deserves a lot of credit, because he started playing a little more loose last year, making things happen. And I think if we did see a healthy Brandon Ayuk and Juwan Jennings, we had everybody all hands on deck in this pass offense, he's going to show that he's worth the money. And, you know, maybe the reason that the 49ers aren't living up to expectations, I would not put it at his feet. He's still one of the reasons that we think they have a chance to contend.
Sigmund, appreciate the time as always. We'll be checking out footballguys.com, and we'll chat soon.
Appreciate the opportunity. Thanks.